patient belongings. As if you owned nothing but a pair of earrings, the two gold hoops that once hung from the lobes of your living ears, now occupied a little plastic box marked Patient's Belongings. Someone left for me to find on the still, hard mound of your chest. No sign of your cobalt blue kimono or the brand new underwear you had been saving in a drawer and asked me to fetch for you, my hands shaking once we knew the ambulance was on its way. We lost connection after that. They came, and you were gone. Your earrings and I, with only the turned-off machines pushed back against the walls to overhear, said our appalling last goodbye. Then, stunned to a disbelief way beyond sorrow, we went home. In time, I gave the earrings to your sister, as you know she is a fool for jewelry, who felt they should be hers. Most of your other things have gone, piecemeal, over the years, each time tearing at the heart. Only your favorite flannel shirt stays in the closet still, its empty arms hanging by its sides, a last, most patient belonging, waiting for its purpose to be once again fulfilled.